Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jane Metzler, and here's what's happening. Hundreds of protesters flocked to the stadium complex in South Philadelphia to greet President Donald Trump on his first visit to Pennsylvania during his second administration. He's attending the college wrestling championships. KYW's Nigel Thompson was there.
Around 300 protesters lined Patterson Avenue east of NRG Station, chanting against President Trump and his actions almost 3 months into his second term. They compared him to a king and demanded a defense of democracy. Some honked in support as they drove by in their cars, and others screamed expletives in disagreement.
The reason I wanted to do this is I am a parent of two young children, and I'm scared of what the world's going to look like for them.
Margaret O'Hara was one of the organizers of the protest of Trump's arrival, which she said came together in just 48 hours. One of her big fears is the dismantling of the Department of Education, which Trump initiated this past week with an executive order.
They are to make sure that your child is getting services in school, is being treated fairly.
The Department of Education can't be completely dismantled without congressional action, and early indicators are that Trump doesn't have enough support. MJ, another organizer, said there needs to be more pushback from the other side of Congress.
You have the power to do something about it. Like, don't just sit there, don't finger waggle, do something. We have to have more people that are speaking out beyond corporate interests and for the common people.
In South Philly, I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Police say at least two New Jersey brothers are dead, along with their puppy that was in the car with them. That puppy was thrown from the vehicle and killed. Two other brothers in critical condition. Their car was speeding on I-95 northbound near the Betsy Ross Bridge. That happened Friday night. The vehicle then went over an embankment after hitting a railing. Police Inspector D.F. Pace.
At about 8:25, there were two vehicles traveling at a high rate of speed northbound on 95 when one lost control and fell to the roadway below.
Final concert for the world's largest fully functional musical instrument as the Wanamaker Building hosted its last organ concert. KYW's Connor Barcon explains. He's in Center City.
The Wanamaker Pipe Organ has put on daily concerts inside of the department store building since 1911.
I come regularly, at least once a week.
Nora Doherty has been coming to the heart of Center City for nearly 60 years and was one of hundreds to send off the organ during a day-long concert.
The end, it's a little sad. It's a magnificent building, and the only thing we care about is this space and this organ, the way it's played and cared for.
The organ is considered historic and is believed to be preserved, but organ experts say allowing the instrument to exist is not enough.
This organ has been played half an hour, twice a day, 6 days a week, for the past 50 years.
Organist David Speck traveled from New York for the concert and says the instrument should continue to be played.
What's going to happen when this becomes apartments and luxury condos? is this going to still be played periodically? Organs have to be played regularly or they fall into disrepair.
Caretakers say the organ will be protected during any future building renovations. In Center City, Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Penn Environment Research and Policy Center says their habitat protection projects are making a big difference for Pennsylvania's native species. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
From underpasses for deer, black bear, and bobcats to travel under sections of highway to avoid becoming roadkill in Center County.
PennDOT has created over 35 wildlife underpasses under roadways across the state to help keep wildlife and our drivers safe.
To improvements of a fish ladder for fish migration at the Fairmount Dam in Philadelphia.
And so after 200 years, we've managed to reconnect the upriver of the Schuylkill to the Delaware and the greater watershed.
Stephanie Wine is a conservation advocate for Penn Environment. She says reconnecting habitats protects Pennsylvania's diverse wildlife.
And we found that wildlife corridor projects haven't really been cataloged before in one central place to help explain why these individual projects are important and what they accomplish.
The list highlighting successful wildlife protection projects can be found on Penn Environment's website. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And that's the All Local. I'm Jane Metzler. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.